Oasis Audio presents Rest Girl by Janie Amerine, read for you by the author. For you, dear sister in Christ, I love you. You are seen and known. Welcome to rest. Forward by Susanna B. Lewis. Janie Amerine is my friend, so when she asked me to write the foreword for Rest Girl, I agreed without hesitation. I'll be honest, though. I thought of it as an assignment. It was merely an assignment with a deadline that I penciled on my calendar, just like dozens of other writing assignments I've had in my career. I planned to get through a few chapters over morning coffee and pen some nice words for her readers. My duty was to get people jazzed over the book. That was it. That was the task at hand. But before my first cup of coffee was gone, reading Jamie's words no longer became a task. Reading this book wasn't merely preparation for writing the foreword. Her words spoke to me. They spoke life into me. They spoke rest, relief. The new task at hand wasn't to come with a couple of paragraphs for you. It was to grow, to understand, to seek this Jesus Jamie so lovingly speaks of. As a child, I thought of Jesus as a greater being who lived somewhere in the clouds above the water tower in my small southern town. Jesus and his father both looked down on me, and I mean that in more ways than one. They looked down on me, the despicable, chubby bully who stole grapes from Kroger, the way a stern, disappointed teacher looks down on a student sitting at a desk with a cheat sheet. Jesus looked down on me when I used bad words and lied to keep myself out of trouble. God looked down on me when I was a drunken teenager puking Boone's Farm in a cotton field. Father and son were just waiting to throw a bolt of lightning my way. But finally, I understood grace the way Jamie describes in her book. I understood that Jesus was holding on to me when I wasn't holding on to him. Jesus really loved me, the flawed, disgusting, sinful me. This didn't excuse my sin, but it simplified it. It meant I didn't have to be bound to it. It meant I was worthy of forgiveness. It meant every drop of blood Jesus shed on the cross made me righteous. I've known Jesus's beautiful, unchanging grace and mercy for a long time, but it still escapes me. When I've mucked up again, I confuse conviction and condemnation. I'm overtaken by fear and worry. I get so distracted by all the negative voices coming at me that I forget the voice of truth. Before I sat down with coffee to read a couple chapters of Rest Girl, I was struggling with some things: guilt and elaborate plan B in case Jesus didn't come through. But Jamie did a beautiful and often humorous job of reminding me who Jesus really is and the attainable rest we can find through him and him alone. Writing this foreword wasn't merely an assignment after all. It was a blessing. Jamie's book served as a powerful reminder of who Jesus really is, despite who I am or who I believe him to be. I know it will bless you too. Susanna B. Lewis. Introduction. Sunday, 2:30 a.m. I woke with a thought, so I Googled the phrase, "even if he doesn't." I knew it was scripture, and I was right. It's from Daniel 3:18. King Nebuchadnezzar demanded that everyone worship an idol or be thrown into a fiery furnace. Three Hebrews refused. They claimed that God would save them, and even if he didn't, they would still believe. And certainly, it is valid. Scripture always is. But I didn't know why it woke me from a dead sleep. And then I thought, oh, it's a warning that he will not answer. But no, that wasn't it. It was doubt. The habitual practice of unbelief and just cause to continue saying, "I believe he will," and simultaneously.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?